This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Adam is dead to us. My friend Chris Schaefer is in. We need questions. We need comments for Ask Chris Schaefer. Anything. He is carrying Channel 4 on his back. It's not Frank. It's not Amelia. It's not Mike Max. It's not Rosen. It's no one else. It's Schaefer. How are you, sir?
I take Doan's pills daily. My back hurts so much from carrying. I can't even touch my toes, Chad.
Doan's pills. Are you 90, man?
Yes.
Doan's pills. Oh, my God. Okay, give us the forecast real quick. What are we looking at today?
All right, it's mostly cloudy. It's going to stay this way. Some rain showers falling in southwestern Minnesota. Nothing severe. Just some light scattered showers. We're going to keep this haze that you see. Even if you get a little blue sky, it's milky because of the Canadian wildfires. That will persist through tomorrow. It clears out in time for the state fair, but if you go to the state fair, there's a haze from the pork chop stand and the corn on the cob booth and all that. So you'll be stuck in the haze for a while. But it's 71 degrees right now with a mostly cloudy sky.
Let's go. StylesFinancial.com talk and text lines. What questions you want to pose for Chris Schaefer? I'm trying to figure out when we first met each other. I started working at DGY, which became The Fan. You're now working at DGY, by the way. There's some irony there. So I started working at DGY, which became The Fan, in 90. When did you start working the radio gig? When was that in town?
So I came to town. I was down at the University of Utah in Salt Lake City. I'm a running Ute, and that's where I got my radio start with Top 40 music. We were playing New Kids on the Block and Bobby Brown and Janet Jackson and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Here I came back in 1992 when I graduated, and I started at Cool 108, playing oldies music, Elvis and the Beatles and all that stuff. You and I think, first crossed paths.
Utica?
Physically. I think it was at Utica. Yeah, it was.
I think so. Yeah, I think there. I remember. That's kind of the halcyon days for Cities 97, right?
Yep.
A lot of success with Oak and Jason Nagel and BT and you. And
yeah, that was our lineup. It was, and we took a chance and kind of stepped away from the coffee house music, so to speak,
yeah,
and started playing Green Day and Natalie Merchant and a lot more girl power stuff, Jewel, Alanis Morissette, and it took off, and I love those guys. They're all still good friends to this day.
Okay, tell people about the radio that you're doing right now.
Yeah, so, okay, you mentioned WDGY. Were you spinning records at all, or was it talk format?
It was talk right away. So
okay.
When I got hired, Green and Harrington, Guy Green and Greg Harrington, who had been great side characters with Joe and Pat, were there. And then a gentleman named Pete Stevens was there. So I started working, I think it was 3 to 5, eventually 3 to 6. Now, this is such a radio thing, too. Pete Stevens, his real name is Steve Peterson. But we couldn't.
radio
couldn't just have him as that. They had to change his name to Pete Stevens.
Well, let me ask you this, Chad. Have you ever had a quote-unquote radio name besides your real name?
No. How about you?
Oh, my God. You ready for this?
Yeah.
When I started, I was Chris Schaefer, and this goes back to the Doan's Pills. We still had phone books. You remember those?
Oh, yeah.
Kids, teenage girls were looking me up in the phone book and calling at all hours. Are you Chris Schaefer from KCPX? So I went to my boss. I said, I got a problem. He goes, well, you can either change your number or change your name. So I was like, how about Chris St. Croix? I grew up on the St. Croix River. He goes,
get out of here.
Let's go with Chris St. Croix.
Get out of here.
So that was my first non-real radio name. And then I worked at Bob 100, a country station,
oh, yeah,
part of the Utica Empire. I was Blaze Bodine.
Oh, come on. Oh, my God. Blaze Bodine.
Those are both great porn names.
Oh my God!
The Marlboro Man or the porn guy, one of the two, maybe both.
You might be better now to be Blaze Bodine with marijuana legal, right?
That's a great radio name now. And then probably the funniest was when I worked at 104.1 The Point, which is now Jack FM.
Right here?
I did a morning show with Amy Daniels, and some kids from Stillwater, where I grew up here, are like, is this Chris Schaefer? Yeah. The Stillwater Pony? Yeah. Cheeks! That's my nickname. I've had it since I was 7 years old, so Cheeks was my radio name for a long time.
Okay, how did you become Cheeks? Why is that your nickname? And I don't care if it's off color. Tell it. You know, we'll blame Dave for beeping.
Okay, these are good questions. Yeah. Well, originally, you know, I was heavy set when I was little, so I had these great, and they like doubled in size. And one of my buddies, his older brother, we were pulling some shenanigans, and he got mad and swore at me, and he was so mad he shortened it to Cheeks, you blank. And everybody went, oh, that's so much easier to say. We're going with Cheeks. That became the nickname. And then the second half became, honestly, Chad, I don't think I've ever in my entire life did a Johnny Cash and flipped somebody off. That was never my style. But there was a little window in high school where I mooned people once in a while. So people thought that was the Cheeks nickname. You choose.
Okay. So Give me one of the times when you moon someone. What caused this to happen?
Okay, this is the worst mooning incident I ever had in my life.
Okay.
We were driving down Highway 94.
Yep.
I think we went to like Lake Nokomis or something to cruise around the lake. And we're coming back towards Stillwater. And my buddy, there's like six of us in this car, you know. And they're like, hey, there's a car full of girls coming up. Cheeks, moon them. So I did. And then I later realized one of those girls in the car was a girl I was dating at the time. We didn't know it was a bunch of Stillwater girls. She was not too happy that I was showing my
cheek. Wait a sec. Did she recognize your particular cheek? Is it that distinctive?
Saw my face, so.
That is fantastic. Okay. Now, do any of your friends, including your colleagues at four, still call you Cheeks now?
Absolutely. Yeah, most of my friends still do. My brother doesn't. I'm just Chris to him. Amelia calls me Cheeks once in a while because she has a friend that I went to school with, actually. Frank has the best nickname that always throws people off, and you'll get this with your sports background. He calls me Maurice from Maurice Cheeks,
yes,
the basketball stud from the 80s. Yeah,
yeah.
So that's my nickname
Sixers,
to Frank is Maurice.
Love it. You can tell Chris
is Blaze Bodine.
Yeah, that's great. Chris is just a wonderful guy. We got tons of texts coming in. Let's pause. Let's take them. Let's keep more coming up. 651-461-9226. What do you want to ask Chris Schaefer? Send me a bunch of texts right now. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend Chris Schaefer is here. Let's get a lot of text going for Chris. Someone wants to know if you're willing to be the new on-air weather person here. We'd take you. Let's go. How about if we just set you up right now?
That'd be fun. Yeah.
Let's...
Yeah, I mean, I did some work for you guys. It's back in the afternoons. John Williams. There's a name from the past.
Sure.
I did weather for him in the afternoon. It was great. I had a little mic set up in the weather center over there at WCCO, and I always enjoy interacting with you guys. I mean, you're fun, so that's the best part versus just dishing out a forecast.
I heard it was about $500,000 a year. Is that approximately the right number?
Yeah, I'll take $475,000.
$475,000. You're a giver.
Yeah, I get it.
And
I
just
it.
And just a reminder, you know this, I know this, but because we have the same names, CBS, I forget when, but it was years and years ago, they sold the radio division. So we are owned by different companies. Same name, but different ownership. More text here. Chris, did Rosen ever threaten to RKO or chokeslam you if you took too much time out of his sports cast? Tell me the time Rosen was most ticked off. He had something, and he's just either giving you the stare down or he's saying something.
I'll tell you what, since he's the last in the show, he was always, always cocking an eyebrow at you, like, you better get this done, because I'm not dropping that Twins highlight. <You know? laughs> he used to get more feisty with Paul Douglas than me, because I'm a shorter talker, and Paul's more of a storyteller, so I think it happened with Paul more often than with me, so he was more grateful that I would speed it up once in a while.
Chris Schaefer's with us. Keep the text coming, 651-461-9226. What is the, I'm reading text here, what is the worst weather event you've ever reported on?
Easy. June of 2010, we had a tornado outbreak that it was in like three pockets, southern Minnesota, northern Minnesota, southwestern Minnesota. I was on the air continuously for like 6 hours covering these tornadoes. It ended up being, we set the daily record, we set the monthly record, we set the yearly record. I think it was like 48 tornadoes or something in one month, and wow, most of them during that one day. So it was awful because you're covering them. That's my job. But in the back of your mind, you're aware of the devastation that these cause, and you're hoping your best that you're getting the word out there to keep people safe. You can't help the property, but you can help the people by getting information to get down to their safe places.
Chris, more text here. Which gig is worse, the gauntlet known as TV Weather Live from the State Fair or heading to the lake with Frank?
Well, I can't get to the lake with Frank sometimes because he forgets to fill the gas tank and we're sitting on the side of the road.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
That aside, I do like the lake trips because you're doing such Minnesotan and western Wisconsin things on the lakes, and you're doing what the people in those areas love to do. The fair, I've always said, I want to patent and invent the State Fair glove. Because it's human nature, Chad. When people see you, you go through this. They want to shake your hand. They listen to you every day. You're their buddy. What they forget is that they had a cob of buttered corn in their hand or a melted Sweet Martha's
yes.
cookie. So suddenly, by the end of the fair, I've got a buffet of food on my hand.
somebody wants to know, American or European models? Which way are you going?
American for short-term stuff. Within a day or three, the euro is excellent looking out 5 to 7 days or so. I don't know why. It just consistently is more accurate farther out. So that's what I look at first for long range, and then when things get closer, I dial it in with the American models.
You have to hang out with somebody in this foursome. Who are you hanging out with? Frank, Maxie, DeRussia, or me? That's a texter.
Well, you're new blood. I don't spend as much time
no.
with you, so that would be fun. We'd have a lot to catch up on.
Yes, we need to.
Yeah, Frank is like a big brother, so I can 100% be myself with him.
DeRussia, is the place just elated that he left? I mean, is there still a euphoria about it?
We have a party every year to the day that he left. We go up on the rooftop. There's a barbecue. Congratulations, Jason. We keep using the same banner year after year. It's fantastic.
Where do you think weather forecasting is going to change most in the next 5 years?
That's great. You know, I think there's certain things like, this is sad to say, the television broadcast and stuff, it may get outdated as time goes on because people want everything right now. That's why we have apps. We have our own apps. They're very accurate. I get it. Where the apps aren't your friend is when there's something happening, like severe weather or some kind of storm. Sure, you can see the pixels on your app, but it's not telling you the story. So I think there'll always be a place for the humans in this, but the struggle is people want on the third hole of their golf course in the middle of the lake to click that little app and know right now what it is.
Yeah, for sure. You can have one food item, and that's it, for your entire run at the fair. What are you having?
Oh, I can't imagine what I would look like or be like to be around if I ate just cheese curds for 12 days. Stay away from me day 9 through 12. That's all I would say.
So cheese curds would be your go. So you're a traditionalist.
Yes. Yes. I mean, I like to try the new foods, and you get this too. You get people that come up or the food vendors who come by because you have a great setting there. And you know, you'll try the what's the new, the deep fried ranch dressing.
Yeah,
I'll try it, but I hate to be skeptical. I don't think that's going to be a top 10 for me by the end of the fair. I don't.
Boom, I have to go. We have these things called commercials. This was great. Thank you for your patience, and let's cross paths out at the fair in the next couple of days.
Yeah, the first time, what, the Titanic went down when we tried to hook up. The second time, that raccoon was climbing the building in St. Paul. I'm glad we made this happen, finally.
Absolutely. We'll do it again. Thanks, my friend.
All right. See you, Chad.
The eminently likable Chris Schaefer. Linda's time. It's time for me to stop talking. It's time for you to make your home more energy efficient with GAF Solar Roofing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.